are points that could be made in conversation with the governor. And the third is just a little rundown of each of these states indicating the experiences they've had in facing up to desegregation without the need for federal troops. And it looks pretty good. I've talked to Nick Katzenbach just 4 or 5 minutes ago, and Nick's made a point that hadn't occurred to me. He said that if things don't go well in Louisiana and becomes necessary for any reason to move federal people in, that you might want to have had the record just clear as a bell that you did everything you humanly possible to have avoided the necessity and to have dealt with an intermediary or through indirection might not look as persuasive and as powerful as if you called up yourself. And I think my own reaction is that when you do call, it gives so much force and impact to it that he doesn't have much chance to say anything except, well, sure, Mr. President, I will do it. But I do have these points listed, and I can bring them right down.
All right, bring them on down.
Yes, sir.